This podcast, written, performed, and produced by The Devil, is brought to you by the above top secret family of websites. www.abovetopsecret.com.
You're listening to a From the Left podcast. Now, where are my pants?
We're sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Welcome once again to the Big O's podcast. I'm your host, the Big O, coming back to you live from tape on the Above Top Secret Network websites. It's been a while since I've done a show. Hopefully y'all remember me. Most of you probably never heard of me. But let's get right down into business here. I'm going to start off all my shows with doing the top headlines or threads on Above Top Secret and Below Top Secret, the broadband solution for the Big O podcast. Actually, great message board. They do the hosting of my podcast and provide bandwidth for anybody listening to it. The top threads on Above Top Secret right now is a Mothman thread. Supposedly he's caught on tape. I bet you that's legit, too. Some topic called New Flesh. Why kill the humans? Question mark. I don't know. Maybe they taste good. Some crazy theory, something about the Dalai Lama. Evidently, Texas is going to use the Bible as a textbook, which is interesting. The what I would assume is ATS News thread on the Iranian release of the 15 sailors. Some pictures of something on the moon. Once again, a 757 hitting the Pentagon thread. And something about Fox News and whatever. Anyways, on the more casual side, Below Top Secret has five top threads right now. One, of course, in the ever-fun topic of Keith Richards snorting his dad along with his cocaine, the nastiest animal insect on Earth, the truth behind Adam and Eve, which maybe should be on ATS, I don't know. Somebody wanting somebody to make him believe or she to believe in God again. And according to a video they have, pouring coke on raw pork causes worms to rise to the surface. I've seen those videos. I'm going to check that thread out because I've been wanting to try it myself. It's pretty interesting stuff. A lot to get to in today's show. I haven't done a show in a while for a few reasons. First of which is I had some microphone problems. So I got a new microphone along with some neat accessories, something I don't know how many of the podcasters out there actually spend some money in it, but I've found this is a pretty interesting, it's a pretty interesting hobby for me. So what I did is I went out and I got a new mic, and I actually have a mic stand now, which allows my hands to be free. Because the problem I had is I would hold the mic with one hand, and I'm very animated when I talk. So a lot of times I would put my hand over the microphone when I'm speaking, or I'd go to rub my nose or whatever, and little motions would be picked up on the microphone, which in essence caused me to record at a lower sensitivity level, which would lower the volume. And a lot of times when I did the final mix, my audio was way too low on my voice. So now that I have the mic stand, and it's got a nice little arm on it, so I'm relaxed and reclined in my chair. I've got it right up to my mouth, and my hands are free to use the keyboard and browse the internet as I need. It's pretty nice. So I've been able to get back into this. I've been playing around, and going to give this a whirl once again. So let's get down into the nitty gritty of some of the headlines today. The top story of the day is Iran letting go of the 15 British hostages. This was breaking when I was at work today, which I found fascinating. Anybody who hasn't been following this story, about 10 days or 2 weeks ago, 15 British Navy or seamen or whatever they're called were boarding a ship in supposedly Iraqi waters, inspecting for smuggling goods and whatnot, doing their job basically. Either during the boarding or shortly thereafter, they were intercepted by a large group of Iranian ships. And not battleship, but think tugboat-sized vessels armed, heavily armed, with well more men. And nobody wanted to be shooting anybody here, so they pretty much went without a scuffle. Then Iran basically said, hey, we got your guys. They were in our waters. And from that point on, it's been a chess game as far as diplomacy goes. Tony Blair did his best, along with the foreign minister over there, to get their people home, and it looks like they were successful. People are going to be arguing about who won here, who lost here. Evidently, Iran let them go after the Mahmoud Ahmadinejad gave them a full pardon, although he also gave citations to all the men who captured him, some gold medal of freedom or whatever, a top award. But he paraded him out. All the soldiers met him. They look like they're in good health. I'll be interested to hear the story once they get out. But pretty interesting story. I'm sure it's all over the news. If you haven't heard about it yet, you need to get out more. So some tech news today. Macintosh released their quad-core desktops, or not desktops, Mac Pro, which for those of you who are not Macintosh users, the Mac Pro is the top-of-the-line workstation that they make. So a lot of people out there who do video editing or large-scale image editing, audio editing, use Mac Pros or high-end Apple workstations in a lot. Now, it's still a lot of PCs. I'm not saying by any means it's an entirely Mac-dominated field, but the Mac Pro is their top-of-the-line workstation. Currently, it has two dual-core Xeon processors in it running at anywhere between 2.6 and 3.0 gigahertz, I think, which gives them a total of four cores. As of today, they released the new quad-core Xeon processor, so they've got two quad-core chips, which is a total of eight cores. As of yet, the Mac OS does not have the ability to take advantage of all of those. There are three flavors of chip speeds, all the way, I think, 2.16, 2.66, and 3.0 gigahertz. But it won't be until the new version of the Mac OS, which is 10.5, codenamed Leopard, that we'll be able to take advantage of all eight cores. Now, I have read that Adobe worked with Apple on the next version of their operating system to make the Adobe Creative Suite of programs work faster and better on the new Macintosh hardware using the Intel chips. So it will be interesting to see once people start banging on it on various flavors of Mac hardware and various PC flavors of hardware to see just which side has the performance edge. I myself record on a Mac. I have a MacBook. I use GarageBand for my podcasts and my sound editing and everything. And I've been very happy. I run Windows both natively and at the same time, as well as Linux while I'm at work a lot. So, and I run all three of those at the same time virtually. So for me, it's been an ideal platform. Let's wrap up the last news story, so to speak, for this part of the show. WrestleMania was this past Sunday. Now, I used to be a professional wrestling fan, mainly through college, but I've tuned out of the quote-unquote sport, so to speak. I still follow it via the web, but there's not a whole lot out there that interests me anymore. But one of the big events at WrestleMania was a Vincent K. McMahon versus Donald Trump hair versus hair match. And I believe it was a tag team match with Stone Cold Steve Austin as the special guest referee. For those who don't know Stone Cold, he is one of the popular icons that came out of the late 90s, early 2000s, along with The Rock. Runs around, he's bald, he whoops candy asses, opens up a can, all sorts of stuff. Many catchphrases you see on T-shirts and backs of pickup trucks can be attuned to Stone Cold. At any rate, big tag match. Vince McMahon lost. They appeared on the Today Show on Monday, and I did see some of that before I went into work. Actually, no, I had the day off Monday. That's right. I took it off to do some wedding stuff. And it was cute. Trump looked like his schmoozy self as usual. But all in all, I guess it was a successful show. It was at the Conseco Fieldhouse. No, and I'm from Detroit. I should know this. That's where the Tigers play. Ford Field. It was at Ford Field, which is where the Lions play now. And I guess it had a crowd of like 60 or 70,000 people. Big hit for them. So when we get back, we've got some other news stories, some Transformers news, some AIDS info, and a couple other things. Stay tuned.
You can try to escape it, but like an irritated cobra, it will follow your every head movements. Tech Bytes, Talk Shoe ID 7375, every night on opposite weeks in odd-numbered months, from 6 p.m. to 11:35 and 39 seconds. It's always 75 degrees in Tech Bytes. Listen in. Download it. Tech Bytes.
We're rolling. Say it.
I'm only reading this because it helps us. Hey, this is Jade Fontaine. If we clear 10,000 subscribers, I'll show everyone my boobs.
I seen them. It's worth it.
Well, okay. Just my left one.
I love this job.
PvP the series, coming this fall to CBS. What? That fell through? Okay. Still on the internet.
We're back with the second half of the Big O Show. I'm your host, the Big O. And let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. First news story up in the second part of the show. For those curious, Joshua Wolf, the freelance video blogger, as he's been termed on the internet, has been released from court. Now, for those who don't know, Joshua was a young individual, and if you have not seen a picture of him, he is the epitome of the picture for the stereotypical collegiate slacker. He's got a goatee type thing that's big and these mop chop sideburns, and you know, he's probably taking it pretty easy. At any rate, he has been in jail for a while because he took some footage of a street protest in 2005 that took place. Gosh, I don't remember. Man, I should have done a little bit of research. I don't remember, but it was somewhere on the East Coast. I want to say Seattle. I don't know for sure. San Fran, the G8 summit, San Fran. That's where it was. At any rate, he took some footage, and during the riot, there was a bunch of vandalizing. I guess some police got injured, and the people, not rioting, but protesting, I guess, in the loosest sense of the word. Protests are organized. These were people running around breaking stuff for the sake of having an excuse to break things, which isn't a protest to me. They busted up a police car pretty good and hurt some police. So the gist of it is he says he's a freelance blogger, which basically means he takes a video camera and tries to get stuff and post it on YouTube. I'm crapping on him here, but, you know, I mean, whatever, video blogger, whatever. At any rate, they wanted the footage. He wouldn't give it to him. And so a judge held him in contempt of court, and he has been in jail for quite a while. I think, let me see here. Check the CNN story here. 226 days, and he'd already spent, no, he didn't spend time, but 226 days he was in prison. So they let him out. I guess there was an agreement where he agreed to provide them the uncut video. I don't remember if he's still going to refuse to testify or not. I'm no expert on this, but I know he did post the video on his website. I would plug it, but I don't know what his website is. So that's the latest on that. I'm sure more and more stories along the lines of that are going to come into light as more and more people start shooting video everywhere and the powers that be want it. And if there's one society on here that's going to know more about that than anybody, it's the above top secret people. So go forth and speak. I'm sure there's plenty of threads about it already. Next up, Transformers. For those who do not know, you need to check out the Transformers thread moderated by none other than Umbrax. Some new stuff came out this week, a bunch of image stills, including some of Optimus Prime. And the juiciest of juicies, two new TV spots, one of which I actually saw on TV last night, although I saw the originals on my computer a couple weeks ago, showing the robots transform and running around, blowing stuff up. You get to see Bumblebee, you get to see Prime, you get to see Starscream transform on this really wicked shot where he grabs his bridge and flips up. Barricade does a barrel roll, which everybody who knows will understand what that reference is for about. Does a barrel roll and fires back a missile at somebody. Some really cool stuff. So we're getting closer to 4th of July when that movie's going to be coming out. I personally cannot wait. I'm a big Transformers fan. I was doing a weekly podcast, but due to the fact that I couldn't get anybody to comment, I stopped doing those. At any rate, it looks good. So so those who have not checked it out, just go to Ain't It Cool News or the preferably the Transformers thread on Blow Talk Secret, and there are links in the thread to the new trailers. Now, when you think internet piracy and the counterfeiting of music and movies, one country comes to mind. You bet you were thinking China, huh? Well, to me, it's Brazil. Now, the reason I know is because I have a friend of mine who lived in Brazil for a long time, and he used to tell me that that's all friends of his did was pirate, and sell it, and that's what they did for a living. Well, maybe that's going to be getting cut back here because the largest movie and music piracy operation presently in the world was just busted in Brazil. According to the International Federation of Phonographic Industry and the MPAA, now we know how reliable the MPAA is, probably about as reliable as the RIAA is, but at any rate, over 30,000 pirated CDs and DVDs were seized, along with 200 burners. You can check out this story for more information at ArsTechnica.com. Now, the gist of it is they've been watching this group for a long time, but really you could get these DVDs basically for like $1 or $2 a pop. Now, the reason why this was an issue was because it was like 50% less than what Fox and Time Warner and others were selling. It was a big problem. Now, whether or not you are on the anti-piracy bandwagon, piracy as a whole is a business model. Now, it's a business model that that obviously is illegal in most of its arguments, but it's a business model nonetheless. And as we've seen with this week's announcement from Apple that they're going to they've teamed up with EMI, or EMI has teamed up with Apple, I guess is a better way of putting it, to release their music DRM-free, people are starting to see that you have to compete with the business model of pirating in tandem with trying to crack down on it. Cracking down on it alone will not beat piracy. It has to be a two-pronged attack. You have to compete against the business model, which means not ripping people off by using stupid stuff like DRM, and do police action to try and crack down on it. Now, police action is along the lines of what I was talking about, where they nailed 30,000 pirated CDs and stuff. Police action is not filing a lawsuit on a, you know, 80-year-old woman because her granddaughter downloaded 200 CDs or whatever, you know. The RIA runs rampant abusing the DCMA, which is the Digital Millennium Copyright, or DMCA, Digital Millennium Copyright Act, and that's not the way to fight piracy. So we're really getting away from the point of the story. The bottom line is they nailed this huge ring, but it leads to the issue that this has to be done in tandem with aggressive pricing against piracy, and thinking of it as a business model and not just as a pain in your rear, so to speak. So last story for the day as we take her in for a landing here. There has been some breakthroughs, I guess you can say, in AIDS research for drugs. A new antiretroviral drug for treating patients with HIV has been shown to be pretty effective in clinical trials when paired with some existing treatments. Now, I'm no expert on antiretroviral drugs, but I do know that they've had limited success with what they've been using, and basically some of the strains of AIDS have started to show resistance to the drugs we have. So they use what's called a drug cocktail, which going forward in medicine you'll see is more and more the solution for treating any type of disease. It's a multi-pronged attack with different types of medication. Well, the gist of it is that they have this new drug, and although there's no cure, this new drug is really shown to be very effective at limiting the ability of HIV to spread within the body. So check it out. There's a story in Ars Technica about it. I'm running out of time here, so I can't really go into too depth, but it's promising, and I really think they might be starting to go in the right direction for at least minimizing deaths from AIDS. So that's going to do it for me today. I appreciate you for tuning in. Check out AboveTopSecret.com, BelowTopSecret.com. I'm going to plug PVPOnline.com, which you heard some ads for earlier today. Check out AintItCoolNews.com, and especially my blog, FromTheLeftCentral.blogspot.com. Check it out. Stay in there.